right. Well, here we go. Ready for some more Christmas jokes? I use jokes loosely. What do you get when you mix a Christmas tree and an iPad? Pineapple. Why was Santa's little helper depressed? Because he had very low elf esteem. And what do you get when you cross a duck with Santa? Christmas quacker. Oh, I like that last one. All right, we're going to do something very strange. We're going to play a game. Okay? So if you are willing to participate in this game, and it's not embarrassing in any way, I just need you to stand up where you are. And you're not going to have to come up front. Just stand up where you are, and you're going to play this game with me. It's a very simple game. It's a very easy game, and you can all play. So Simon says, lift your right hand up. Okay, put it down. Oh, if you put your hand down, you're out already. Okay, Simon says, put both hands up like you're riding a roller coaster. Now Simon says, put your hands on your head. Put your hands on your side. Oh, if you did that, you're out. Okay, Simon says, give yourself a high five. Now give someone else a high five. Oh, Bruce, you're out, sorry. Okay, Simon says, give someone else a high five. Okay, Simon says, turn around. Simon says, turn all the way around, 360 now. Okay, now turn back toward me. Oh, got two more of you out. Okay, now really turn back toward me. Okay, make a funny face at someone. I can't even see if you're doing it now. Okay. Okay, Simon says, turn back toward me. Simon says, sit down. Stand up. Oh. Simon says, stand up. Simon says, sit down. Simon says, stand up. Sit down. Stand up. Oh. You were already standing. Okay. Simon says, face that wall. Simon says, wave to that wall. Simon says, keep waving. Okay, stop waving. All right, turn back toward me. All right, sit down. Stop waving, you look ridiculous. Okay, Simon says, turn back toward me. All right, we'll call you two the winners. Congratulations. Our Simon Says winners. So, what is the point of Simon Says? Following directions. And sometimes we're really good at following directions. Sometimes we're not so good at following directions. And so today we're going to talk about following. And so who or what is someone or something that people follow? Just holler out someone or something that people follow. The news, a coach, teacher, sports teams, American Idol, the president, yeah, celebrities, Twitter followers, Twitter, news anchors, television hosts, musicians, all sorts of things that people follow. And they also follow things like wealth. They want to follow, where's the money going? You know, the Jerry Maguire, show me the money. Okay, he wants the money. Follow the money. Yet, when you die, can you take any of that stuff with you? No. Psalm 49:17 says, for when they die, they take nothing with them. Their wealth will not follow them into the grave. And I know I've told you this story, but it's just so funny that I'm going to tell it again. That there was a man who was very wealthy, and he made his wife promise that he would bury all of his money with him when he died. And so she said, I promise. And he's like, no, really? You promised me that you're going to bury all of my money with me when I die. And she said, yes, I promise. On the life of our children, I will do that for you. And so right before they sealed the casket, she wrote him a check. All right. So even following religious leaders sometimes causes problems. We see many religious leaders who lead their followers astray. In Scripture, Pharisees and the Sadducees, the teachers of religious law, people were following them. And Jesus said they were being led astray. In Matthew 23, he said, then Jesus said to the crowds and to his disciples, the teachers of religious law and the Pharisees are the official interpreters of the law of Moses. So practice and obey whatever they tell you, but don't follow their example. For they don't practice what they teach. They crush people with unbearable religious demands and never lift a finger to ease the burden. Everything they do is for show. On their arms, they wear extra-wide prayer boxes with scripture verses inside, and they wear robes with extra-long tassels. And they love to sit at the head table at banquets and in the seat of honor in synagogues. So even your religious leaders, you have to make sure that when you're following them, that they are following scripture. Any prophecy that's given, what is the test for prophecy? Does it align with God's given scripture? Because if it doesn't align with the word of God, then it is not a true prophecy. In the Christmas story, there were followers of Jesus. And the ones that we're going to talk about today are the wise men or the magi. They were following the star, of course, that led them to Jesus. So we're going to read our text this morning from Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. If you want to turn there in your Bible, you can. Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from the eastern land arrived in Jerusalem asking, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as was everyone in Jerusalem. He called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, "Where is the Messiah supposed to be born?" "In Bethlehem in Judea," they said, "for this is what the prophet wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you who will be the shepherd for my people Israel." Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, "Go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too." After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. When it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route, for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. So Herod is, of course, concerned because there's talk of a new king, and he doesn't want disruption, he doesn't want a rivalry with a new king, so his plan is to find the child and kill the child before he can grow up to be king and be a warrior against him. God warned the wise men of this plan and sent them back a different way. Now we know later that Herod then started killing all the kids that were 2 years of age or younger. Wise men, when they came, they brought gifts. And when they came, they were following what? The star. And the star which was going to lead them to Jesus. They had learned from the scriptures to watch for the coming king, and they were motivated to follow the star to the Savior's birth. Their journey was thousands of miles, and they weren't even completely sure where they were going. They were following a star. They didn't know where it was going to end. And I want us to think about the devotion that they must have had to that prophecy to find that King of Kings. When was the last time your devotion for anything led you on a difficult journey? Has anything ever meant enough to you that you would put yourself into some hardship in order to accomplish it? Most of us can probably think of a few things that we've done in life that have been hard, but have been worth it in the end. Even fun things like going on vacation. You know, that's a hardship sometimes. Packing into a little suitcase, and airport security is fun, right? But the packing, the planning, and then the paying for it, course, are all hardships to that fun. Then you have hardships of when you're going through school, or when you're training for a new job, or even getting married and having the wedding and planning for a family. All of those things are things that we do that cause hardship for us, but are worth it in the end. Most people, however, when it comes to general life, live their lives doing whatever costs them the least. They follow the path of least resistance. But following the path of Jesus is not following the path of least resistance. In fact, sometimes it's the path of most resistance. Following Jesus calls us out of our comfort zone and calls us into something different. Psalm 119:1 says, "Joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions of the Lord." And Jesus said that following his teaching is a wise choice. And he compares it to someone building their house on a bedrock of solid foundation, as opposed to building it on a sandy shore. He says in Matthew 7, "Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds a house on solid rock. Though the rain comes in torrents and the floodwaters rise and the winds beat against that house, it will not collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teaching and doesn't obey it is foolish, like a person who builds a house on sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash." Is who or what you're following today going to lead you to crashing down when the sea comes up? Or are you securely following Jesus and on that foundation so that when you know the sea waters come up, you're going to be okay because you're on that foundation of Jesus? The wise men didn't know where their journey was going to take them, but they were convicted to following the star, to finding the Messiah. They simply obeyed and followed. Do we have that same conviction when it comes to following Jesus? Are we willing to set aside those other things that are distracting us in our lives so that we can follow Jesus 100% of the time? Are we building our lives on that foundation of Jesus as we learn about him through Scripture and as we learn in prayer and Bible study and fellowship? Are we building on that foundation, or are we building on something else? Are we following the path of least resistance because, hey, that's the easiest way? Because if that's the path you're on, when the storm rises up, you're not going to have much of a foundation there to weather the storm. Jesus is the one that we follow. And Isaiah 53 says, "But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's paths to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him the sins of us all." We've all been led astray at times. Maybe today you are very astray. I don't know where you are in your spiritual walk. But I'm keeping today's message very short because I don't want us to forget about following the star and how important it is for us to keep following the star, which leads us to Jesus. Because when the world attacks and all these other people that we're following scatter, what will you have left? What foundation will you be left standing on? This week, take time to listen to the word of the Lord and follow obediently. Don't be a fool and follow the foolish things that will fade with time, but follow the one who is everlasting, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
You've been listening to Pastor Kevin Daniels at Hayes Christian Church. Hayes Christian Church is a non-denominational fellowship in Hayes, Kansas. We are supported by the generosity of our members, attenders, and friends. The financial support we raise goes to projects which further spread the gospel to those who do not yet know Jesus, to local, national, and international missions, and they help to keep these podcasts free. If you'd like to share a monetary gift with us, please visit our webpage at hayeschristianchurch.org and click on the donate button. Or you may mail your gift to P.O. Box 1111, Hayes, Kansas 67601. If you have questions, comments, or would like more information, we would love to hear from you. simply go to our webpage and click on the Contact Us form. Thank you for your generosity, and may God bless you as you seek to follow Him.